Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We wanted to get into some college football talk, and we want to get into the best and worst college football traditions. And when you think about these traditions, does anything come to mind just right off the bat, Skin?
I always think of, just because of my own experience growing up, my grandfather was a big Aggie, and so I actually went down to College Station when I was like 11 or 12 and just seeing the way that they go about doing stuff.
The bonfire and stuff like that?
The bonfire, but also not having traditional cheerleaders, you know, the core, all that sort of stuff was my first foray into college tradition. And obviously, A&M has a very rich tradition with all of those different elements.
Yeah, and obviously the pageantry of the college game, so much better than any other brand of football. The marching bands, the students, the passion, no question. You know, I went to Texas Tech for a small period of time. I wasn't going to a lot of football games, but they have, you know, people were immediately texting in. What about the tortillas that get thrown on the field? Or what about the masked rider that rides across? I mean, like, people were dogging that. And I think what you'll find is that it's kind of like the Rugi Odor mindset. Like, if Rugi plays for your team, you love it most of the time. Like, if he's doing well, I think a Rugi fan is down on him. But an irritant, a guy like that.
Depends on the month.
You're like, I'm in on that guy. But if you're another team, you hate that guy. So I think what's going to happen here is, I think if you went to Texas and they have a tradition, or you went to A&M or Baylor or whatever, you love your tradition and you probably hate everyone else's.
Yeah.
So here with a list of the best traditions of college football is Kevin KT Campus Turner.
And this is from Sports Illustrated. Number 10 is the University of Miami's turnover chain. Guy gets an interception or scoops up a fumble.
Okay, hold on. How old is that? I thought that was a new tradition. Has that been around that long?
This started in 2017.
That's a very new tradition.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Can you call it a tradition if it's existed for two seasons?
You can now.
Okay. It is. I think it's cool. I like that. I mean, I think it's...
Yeah.
I think that's a great example of the modern player putting his spin on something internal with the team. The
thing is, it's not just some chain that you might buy at a tiny little vending machine in a grocery store.
No. Do they have chains and vending machines?
Like a little quarter slot?
All right, hold on. I like some peanut M&Ms. Ooh, and that nice 14-karat gold chain there.
Hey, hit D7 on the vending machine. I want that giant rope.
You know, where do you buy your jewelry?
Well, you know how like at some grocery stores, they get the little thing where you put the quarter in and then you twist it, and then you could get...
I've never seen those at Diamonds Direct.
Coming up next, we'll get to some Sean McVay audio. Hey,
Dave and Buster's, maybe, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Look how fat this chain is.
Yeah, dude, that
is
a fat...
It's not one of those little chains. It's a huge chain.
It's a rope, dog.
I like that. I like this tradition. Like you said, it's a short one, but I think that's one of the best ones going.
It's extremely swaggy. Number 9 on the list, the Army-Navy game when they march in. That's a thing that they do and have for a long time.
And then both teams run the ball.
Number eight on the list is the Mississippi State Cowbells. I hate this so much because if you're ever watching a Mississippi State game, you turn it immediately because you can't focus on the game. It's nonstop.
KT, we saw that at Pluckers one time. Remember we went and there was somebody behind us while there was a Mississippi State game on at Pluckers with a cowbell playing this cowbell in the middle of Pluckers.
I always think of the Kings in the early 2000s when I think of the cowbell thing.
Yeah.
That was so insane. It is a violent sound.
It's just a lot and it's nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, there's another thing I get pretty annoyed with, and it's really you hear it mainly at the Texas OU game, but it's just like, we're going to repeat the same song over and over again. And these games are 4 hours and you just feel like you're being tortured.
Are you guys?
I thought I liked college football and I do.
Yeah.
But I'm just tired of hearing the fight song all the time.
Okay. How adept do you guys think you would be if we just lined up all the college football songs, fight songs, and played them? Could you identify the college?
Probably not one.
I think it all
sound the same.
Yeah, it just runs together in my brain as one long version of the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't separate them out.
Number seven on the list is in West Virginia. They do. They always do John Denver's Country Road.
Oh, great
they
song.
All sing it.
That's a great song, too.
Wasn't there something involving this recently, like last year and the last couple years, something with the hospital or something? There was something cool. I'll try to figure out what it was.
Well, I know this is the song that Baker Mayfield sang famously on Hard Knocks last year for his rookie hazing, I guess. We got to get up in front of the room. And sing.
That's what he sang?
Yeah, that's what he went with. Now, interesting enough, on Hard Knocks last week, Hunter Renfro, the Clemson wide receiver, who could not sing at all, he went with Lean on Me.
Oh, the Bill Withers song.
And then Max Crosby, the defensive end, followed that up by doing a T-Pain song. Sorry.
Okay, big difference
T-Pain
here.
Song. But yeah, this started in 1972, and then everyone sings Country Road, which if you think about Country Road, it does. I've never liked the song.
What?
It's a great song.
But it does have that part where you do get loud. Like, Country Road,
take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Rocky Mountain.
Okay, hold on a second. What is that word?
I thought he said Mountain Mama.
It's Mountain Mama.
Okay.
What the hell is a Mountain Mama?
Okay, here's what
it's
a Mountain
big
Mama
old gal.
Is. It's a big old gal with some big old jugs,
sir.
And
sir,
whoa!
In
oh,
West
she's
Virginia,
jugs of milk.
Yeah, she's
in a
mother.
She's in a jug band.
In West Virginia, it's well known that everyone of all ages still they drink breast milk.
Oh
it's
yeah,
not just babies.
Yeah. Giant's milk.
It's been giant's milk, like on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. You get Mountain Mama. So they've got these a few women. Who are rather busty in nature,
okay.
Serve the entire state. It's a well-known thing in West Virginia.
I'm not sure how well-known that is.
I think I like this tradition.
I like it,
so
though.
This is the best college football tradition, big old gal serving up milk. Is that what we determined?
Number six.
Yep.
The Texas A&M Aggies and the 12th man.
The old Seahawks tradition.
Yeah, right. Wasn't that the thing? Weren't they fighting for years?
No, there was a lawsuit that was settled, if I remember correctly.
Who won?
Yep.
A&M. I thought Seattle paid a amount of it money to
who
A&M.
Who won the keep Austin and keep Portland weird
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So we were talking about that time period. You guys, I think Shippy and KT are too young for this, but when Jackie Sherrill was hired at A&M, he brought the 12th man back. And that was one of the things he did to really reinvigorate the program. And it was wildly successful.
All right, getting some good text messages here. 877-881-1053. Everyone's saying that what I was thinking of was Iowa or Iowa State, where everybody waves to the children's hospital.
Iowa, yeah.
Iowa.
Because
okay,
the hospital's
okay.
In the stadium.
Got it. Yeah, thank
That's
you guys
cool.
for that. That's what I was trying to think
That's
of.
That's a really yep. neat deal.
It says here the 12th man started in 1922.
And so, I think it went away for a little bit, and then Jackie Sherrill brought it back.
Number five.
This is my memory. It could be false.
This is called Toomer's Corner, which, I mean, it's named after someone. Huh? But this is what Auburn does. So, like, you're basically, they're on the streets of, and it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Number four.
I don't know that I agree with that description.
My favorite one. This is my favorite one. Because this one always has the potential of danger and chaos. The University of Colorado and Ralphie's Run. It's where the buffalo runs on the field and Jim Knox gets trampled. And it's amazing that Jim Knox, six games a year, goes up to Colorado and gets run over by a buffalo.
Okay, so all of the animals that streak across the field, this one does have, it does have the biggest chance for the wheels to come flying off, right?
Yeah,
with it's all such those, a fast, powerful animal.
Yeah, with all those armed hunters standing by in case something bad goes down, you know that's an indication.
Hey, here's a 2,000-pound mammal, and it's going to run 25 miles per hour on the football field before all the football car crashes.
We have starved it and aggravated it. It's, all right, let's get ready to go.
And there's always a guy who's a part of the team. Ralphie's team, where they run, he's always trying to outrun the buffalo the whole time to show off.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys, absolutely, I got to find a better way to term this. These guys really enjoy, I was going to say something else, really enjoy that performance that lasts about 60 seconds running on the field in front of 80,000 people. And then they look forward to it again. We got another home game in 2 weeks. And they do it six times a year. It's kind of strange.
What was the deal about the tumor corner you were talking about?
Number three, Ohio State. When they dot the I.
Yeah, marching band. It's always a huge honor for the person to be the I, the dot of the I.
I like this one a lot.
I like the tradition of Baker Mayfield dumping all over it and planting his flag at midfield during that game.
Number two in Clemson. This one's great. Howard's Rock. Okay, so this is on the Clemson. It's also a danger, very potential danger. It's that they've got the big incline. Right? It's really a decline. You're running down the hill.
So and everyone has to touch Howard's jock before
Howard's
the game.
Howard's rock. Uh-huh. They touch the rock. And then they run. But these guys, they just start jumping. And they look like superhumans when they're jumping down the hill. And this is after getting in the bus and driving around the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So especially when it's at nighttime. Mm-hmm. And on it's the, you know, the big ABC game of the week. You know, they'll really go to it 15 minutes early. Here they are getting in the bus, and the bus slowly goes around, and the fans are all in the street, the ones who didn't get tickets to the game. And then they line up, go through the thing, touch the rock, and then when they jump, it's just incredible. They look like...
Oh, I didn't know about that hill. That's cool.
They look like wolves,
mm-hmm.
like werewolves.
Yeah.
Like the X-Men guy.
Yeah.
Number one on the list from Sports Illustrated. I actually disagree with this.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii.
The Sooner Schooner.
Oh, man. That little chuck wagon.
Yeah. It's the dumbest thing.
Hey, man, we got a tiny wagon, and we're going to run it all over the field. Yeehaw!
So stupid that a Purina commercial breaks out of every OU football game.
I thought it was going to be the haka.
Ooh.
The Hawaiian dance, the war dance. That thing is
pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm trying to think. I do like the Texas Tech tortillas. I think it's pretty awesome that you can just launch tortillas on a field.
There's also that Texas Tech tradition where all their fans get mad when you point out they have no shot of winning the Big 12. Is that on there?
Yeah, I like the Big 12 championship game tradition generally when you see a guy get drunk and then throw a beer because he's so mad that the other team scored.
Okay, what about this? What about the eyes of Texas? You guys dig that? The tradition
really.
Of singing the song at the end?
Not really.
No?
It's fine. I mean, I feel like that UT feels like that's special, but I also feel like every college has their thing they sing at the end, right?
You know, the UNT has a game like in between the third and fourth quarter, has a tradition in between the third and fourth quarter, but they sing the song. I don't remember what's the song called, but it's like, hey,
Jude.
Hey, baby. I want to know, would you be my girl? I don't know who.
Would you be my girl? Okay, what about, I've always wondered about this too, Arkansas, the calling of the hogs, the woo pig suey. I'm not comfortable with it. I like Razorback in general. Okay, Razorback, that sounds cool. It's got razor in it, but it's really just like a pig that's more aggressive, a wild, hairy pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, so one thing that was really cool, so back when the Southwest Conference still existed, Arkansas traveled incredibly well. And when they would do the Southwest Conference basketball tournament, which Arkansas had a really good team, it would be at Reunion Arena every year, and over half of the arena would be people that came down from Arkansas. A lot of them in RVs that would be in the parking lot at Reunion Arena. But man, when they were doing the pig suey thing, it was so loud. Their fans traveled incredibly well.
Oh, we are getting some fantastic text messages. Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. Somebody says, y'all not going to talk about how almost everything Texas Tech does, they stole from Oklahoma State.
I just know that.
Somebody else said, hey, y'all going to act like Texas Tech doesn't do anything every year, but you said they sucked at basketball and then they went out and did what they did. In your face, sick burn.
We're the official show of Texas Tech, and I don't think anyone can debate that. I got a text message from
Tech,
former Rangers and Padres relief pitcher Mike Adams. And he says, Virginia Tech, Enter Sandman. And he's right. That's pretty good song. They run on the field to that every time, and it's a big
Someone
deal.
Just texted that in to the fan text at the exact same auto flex leasing fan text at the exact same time.
I bet it was Mike Adams.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.